There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Yo!
I've been working up a thirst cup. Work in the morning while I guess could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out.
Hey, hey!
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one said we're in charge. That's okay, I know where they are. In the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, what's happening again? The roof starts flying and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to get it for hey, hey, night. Hey. I got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening? The roots start to fight and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to get in for a night.
Hey,
I'm drinking the drink with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, drop ball always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't throw anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, what's happening again? The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to get it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
I got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to get it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
I got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody. Live downtown Lapeer for Lapeer Days 2023. Welcome to the Blarney Hour. Those of you that are listening across the pond, we have a festival. It is the largest free festival in the state of Michigan here in the United States.
Yes.
And they are crowding the streets. We got, what, three stages of music down here?
Two.
Okay.
Two stages. Used to be three, but they decided to go ahead and not divide the crowd as much.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
I like it quite. Oh, my gravy. Is that a horse or a dog? What is that? We're going to have to get a picture of that and post it on the website.
I think it's whatever you decide.
Well, wait. It just raised its front legs. I'm saying a horse at that point. That's enough to make anybody jealous.
Yep.
Anyway, so what's going on?
You've
been here all day.
I got here about 5 o'clock. Yesterday I was here for a big portion of it. We had a great time. Did happy hour from here. I did sessions. Plethora was in studio. We're not in studio. We're outside.
On the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. And it was a great time because he showed up in full costume. Like Plethora, they have like the armor. He kind of looked like Optimus Prime's gay cousin. But, I mean, he showed up. He looked good.
I pretty much call it, like literally the Optimus Prime version of Captain America.
But kids were getting pictures with them, and it was a sight to behold. I haven't posted pictures on the Facebook page, but I will.
Oh boy, well I guess we should do a toast today.
Yes.
Everybody ready? Get your glasses up. This was just something that popped up.
It was just lemonade and soda pop.
Yeah, of course. So, be at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let every day find you a better person.
There we go.
Yes, sir.
Slancha.
All right. Oh, and for some reason, the phone lines do work out here. And
of all days.
We have a phone call. Let's check this out.
Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Well, hi, Father.
Can you hear us over the commotion of all the people down here?
Yeah, I can hear you mighty well. I do have music in the background over here because they've got stuff going on right around the corner.
12 weeks of summer and everybody wants to party on the same weekend.
I know, they're crazy people.
And we decided to have the 4th of July fireworks in Flint last night because it was raining on the 4th of July and, well, they couldn't pin down a date to have it.
Really? I didn't know that. I didn't hear enough fireworks. Of course, I'm probably asleep.
Yeah, I heard them. I just thought they were gunshots.
Well, it was Flint, so it's very possible.
Oh, well. So what else is going on, Father? We've had some nicer weather.
Oh, it's nice. The weather is nice. Had the doors and the windows and everything opened up, and it's fresh air. I like it.
Yeah, good, 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 good. Well, listen, I wanted to ask you about something. I was over by the Holy Redeemer Church there, the other Catholic church across town.
Right.
And they told me that priest is married.
No, he's not.
That he is. That's what they said. And I said, what do you mean he's married? A priest said they take a vow of celibacy, I thought. Apparently that's monks. And apparently...
I was a priest when I became a priest.
I know, but I didn't know what the rules were. But apparently if you're married before you become a priest now, they say it's okay.
You got your grandfathered in.
I don't know about that. That sounds crazy, but I'll believe you.
They let a woman be a priest too, you know.
Yeah, I know about that. I'm not real crazy about that either. At least my nuns know where their place is.
Father John's old school.
Hey, I got some nice cucumbers out of the garden the other day. They're beautiful.
Got what out of the garden?
Cucumbers.
Oh, there we go.
How big were they?
Well, they were, I'm going to say, probably about 8 or 9 inches long and probably about 3 inches around.
So enough to make Sister Mary blush anyway.
What is wrong with your head?
It's all the festivities down here, Father. You'll have to excuse Drew.
I know, he's already probably in that devil's juice.
Well, and he's a priest. He doesn't excuse me, he forgives me.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't need any excuses, I need forgiveness. I got enough excuses.
You need loads of forgiveness. I don't know if I carry that much.
Well, Father...
What's going on exciting in your life?
Nothing really. Believe it or not, the first time ever, I'm not really looking forward to Lapeer Days. It's just too busy for me. I couldn't find a parking spot. I think I'm just getting old. I'm starting to understand how much I appreciate my home. I make a house payment every month. I pay utilities and taxes, and I'm never there. And so when I am there, it's heavenly.
Well, not quite heavenly, but it's probably very nice.
Yeah.
No, so. I get it. You get home, you can let the gut out a little bit. You don't have to worry about anything. You can scratch whatever you want because nobody's looking.
Right. If I drop a crumb on the floor, I just go, well, I'll pick it up with a vacuum next week.
I got a dog for that.
Right. Oh,
maybe wow. I should.
So anyway, got a big interview coming up this week. I don't know when we're going to play it on the show for sure, but I'm going to be interviewing that Orissa Kelly, that foot archer.
What the world is a foot archer?
She shoots a bow and arrow with her feet.
Why would she shoot a bow and arrow with her feet?
Well, she had already mastered shooting it with her hands, and she wanted to basically be the best at something that nobody else ever could.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
How well do you trust her? Would you put an apple on your head?
No.
Believe it or not, I think I would. I probably would. She's pretty accurate. She goes all over the world and does this. She's been in
you know, Syria and Zimbabwe and all over. She lives, she's got a house in Tennessee and a house in the UK. She's from Ireland. And it's going to be a good interview. I think it might be a two-parter. We might have to do it over two nights. I think it's going to be a long one.
Well, you know, if she's from Ireland, that's something. That's a good start.
Yeah.
She could probably do it hammered.
You know what? That's going to be a question we're going to have to ask her.
How did I know you were going to come up with something like that?
Oh, well, Father, we better let you get on now.
Yeah, I'll get back to my my sermon. I'm putting it together right now. And just by what you're telling me about this married priest thing, I might have to do a little bit of changing.
Well, I mean, just because he's married doesn't mean he's having sex. In fact, I know a lot of married people who don't have sex.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. He probably got married and realized since he wasn't having sex, it wouldn't be much of a challenge to take a vow of celibacy. So he could just, at that point, become a priest and it wouldn't hurt anything.
That's right.
I'm just going to pray for the way you think, son.
We need all the help we can get, Father.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, you have a great evening.
That's the plan.
All right, Father. Good night.
All right, good night, boys. Have a wonderful night, and may your music play well.
Thank you, Father.
was harder work than devil appeared from her. He had a roll of copper and a bucket of roller nails. The devil said, and the chip, take these nails and copper roll. But you also have to take this rat, and I will take your soul. The chip was by the rat, and the rat squealed and hissed. But the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he got rid of the rat, and there would not be a problem with this type of turtle fact. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right, and he bit him in the eye. As soon as hit the river on smell and the Satan smell, they followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. The gangplank up the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stepped to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the planks they drew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Well, I'd like to tell the story of the band, la 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 la, how we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and everybody's sister will agree. And whiskey shines the light, la 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 la. But we also like the rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. Declare a drinking war. 5, 6, 7, 8. Beer and whiskey, ain't it great? 9, 10, 11, 12. No more sober, can't you tell? 13, 14, 15, 16. I just wanted one more whiskey. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. Drink them all, la 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 la. But my mother always said, if you want to drink
Solid State Radio, and this is Paulie from Stone Clover telling you to keep them up. Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Blarney Hour. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Harahuck. We got Shannon the Rubber live. I'd like to say in studio, but we're not in studio. We're on the sidewalk of Lapeer Days 2023. We got
it's
all
live
walks of life
studio audience.
By. In fact, there's our local law enforcement walking by right now. Welcome, folks. Glad you're keeping us safe. And, boy, kids everywhere. You'd think there was a carnival in town. Did you guys get a funnel cake, elephant ear, or anything?
I did not, no.
We did the top 10 fair food there on Thursday on Happy Hour.
Yeah, they ranked the top 10. Cotton candy was definitely on there.
A monster bag. Look at there.
Wait till the end of the night. They're going to be giving away like $3 or $4 because they.
That's
they throw them away at that point.
Yeah, for real. I love doing live shows. I love the customer interaction.
Yep.
You know, or the
listener.
Talking with listener interaction yep. there. Yeah, for real. But, well, that one couple walked by, you said whoever his wife it was, you didn't know what her name was?
Yeah.
And she said Amber, and I thought she said Leopard.
Leopard.
Okay, because there was music. There's music on both sides of me. And it got me thinking, right? Who decided, out of all the animal print lingerie, who decided that Leopard was the best?
It was a ferocious animal kind of thing, that kind of thing.
I mean, think about it. The colors of a leopard, brown and yellow, right? If brown and yellow is really that sexy, I got some underwear for you. You know, I was just throwing that out there. I thought about that when I'm like, who decided that leopard print is the best? We just came out of that. That was a twofer with
Stone Clover, and you're wearing their shirt right now.
I know. And prior to that, yeah, the Patty Slag, Patty Swag. Prior to that, we had the Real McKenzie's. We got a big show coming up tonight. Who do we have coming up?
Oh, we got a
Oh, Gaelic Storm.
We got
the Irish Jamaicans coming up. Or the Jamaican Irishman, however you want to put it.
You were in a Gaelic Storm kind of mood because I think we got four from Gaelic Storm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we got the Johnny Tarr and the sequel to Johnny
Tarr. Oh, yeah. Well, Never Drink Him Dry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was either that or we were going to do Johnny Jump Up with the cider. And, well, I knew we weren't having cider tonight. Well, here we go with Gaelic Storm right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Is in my ear. I've had a couple of jars to ease my mind. The score is on and I'm on the line. 700 down on Old Malone. If I lose, I'm dead when I get home. He's pacing his steps, he's ready for his run. I'll be up a ton if I win this one. Bring a hat, bring a scarf, bring a brolly, bring a mac, bring a wheat, drop a gun, a sun, a warm and a right. Get the side of the road. Are trying to get through. If you're gagging for a Jimmy, the hedge will have to do. Bring a hat, bring a scarf, bring a brolly, bring a mac, bring a wee, drop a goodness and a warm and a rack. Get the side of the road. Flying. 28 ounces of steel and iron. The clouds are here, I'll take that bet. The judges and the gypsies are gonna get wet. Bring a hat, bring a scarf, bring a brolly, bring a mac, bring a wee, drop a goodness and a warm and a rack. Get the side of the road. How we gonna keep it going? Hurley's out ahead, he wants to keep throwing. Malone's gotta catch up with him somehow. I'll be down and out if he quits now. We're up to our necks in the water and the mud and the trees. Those rumors were off to the pub. The last shot's away, we start to run. I hope it's good, and I hope I won. Bring a hat, bring a scarf, bring a volley, bring a mic, bring a weed, drop a gun, a sign, a warm and a rack. Get the side of the road.
Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. Mm-hmm.
Wilkily Bally was a butcher boy, he rode a butcher's bike. Down Dublin's dirty back streets at the dawning of daylight, he loved a girl named Lucy, Lucy loved another lad. A soldier tall and handsome, this made young Billy sad. One day a circus came to town, it had a dancing bear. Well, Billy had to go, for he knew she would be there. The second he rode up, he knew that something was awry. The crowd was all a gallop yelling, run before you die. Now the bear was mad with hunger and had broke free from his chain. He had rampaged through the big top when all at once he came across the poor young Lucy, falling curled up on the ground. The soldier boy was hiding, he was nowhere to be found. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. Now Billy heard her screams and knew at once what he must do. He took off on his trusty bike and to her aid he flew. He cycled right up to the bear and he threw a piece of meat. The bear spun right around and he caught that beefy treat. He scarfed it down in just one bite and looked up for some more. Round him circled Billy, trailing sausage on the floor. Just out of reach he kept him as he lured the beast away. The bear had got a taste, now brave young Billy was his prey. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. He would sing three times around the tent, the creature had to stop. He rested and he thought, then he began to skip and hop. He danced a polka and a waltz to everyone's delight. The crowd began to clap and cheer at such a wondrous sight. Billy tossed the bear a lamb chop, then a mighty T-bone steak. The dancing just got faster and the ground began to shake. He swallowed whole two turkey strings of sausages galore. Then fully gently lay down and began to loudly snore. Well, the crowd went wild with pleasure as to our hero Lucy ran. She forgot the soldier boy, now brave young Billy was a man. Now the moral of the story is, if you want to win your Lucy, you better have a trusty bike and a sausage plump and juicy. A sausage plump and juicy. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string. Now he never whistles every day. Every day he sings a lad, a little day, dum day, little da. And every day he sings la la, dee 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 dum da, little da. You've got chicken wings and chicken wings, liver, tongue, or tail. Brisket, neck or chow, partridge, duck and turkey, pheasant, guinea fowl, ribeye, round or sirloin, topside, rump or flank, bison, goat, London broil, porter, house or shank, black pudding, bacon, rashers, scratchings, chicken feet, haggis, ham and sweetbread, there's every kind of meat. You've got shoulder, mutton, rabbit, a rack of lamb or chops, veal, venison, tripe, and kidney, heart or hot.
You call it alcoholism, I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
bar. Lager from the tap or shots of paddy from the shelf. He can open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the devil himself, Johnny Tar. And the word got around that Johnny Tar was no pretender. From Clare to here they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Mac's, the rising sun or at the Swan, he was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11 when all the booze would be gone, Johnny Tar. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Johnny walked into the castle bar, looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses, I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints and knocking them back like candy, he was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy, Johnny Tar. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Oh.
Johnny drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop, and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off to the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tar.
Even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me.
Story tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story, wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, he sailed from the 5 Cork women and to bury Johnny Tar. He rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts to rain and the thunder rolls loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and die. Well, we finally got him out the door and popped him again the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He phoned the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and cry. So much
our side. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his ball, the head and the pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlöt. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven, and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big.
Woo! We almost missed that one.
Yeah, whoops. Welcome back, everybody.
To Shannon the Rubber.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I sent Shannon the Rubber over. I got to find out. I think the face paint lady's right in front of me. If so, I want to get a shamrock on my forehead, kind of like Charles Manson swastika. Like, repping the Irish instead of the Nazis, I guess. Mine's a love symbol. His was more of like...
So, you remember Craig Smith? He's Ariana's dad.
He reminds you of Charles Manson?
No. I'm changing channels here.
Oh, okay.
So we were broadcasting out here yesterday.
Wait, what's the verdict,
and,
Shannon? Is it?
Yep, that's the tattoo.
That's Tattoo Lou.
Oh, Tattoo Lou.
All right. So anyway.
So I'm talking. I see Craig, and we're on the air. So it's just kind of like, hey, how's it going? We're just waving at each other. And then he and I did the whitest thing I think I've ever done. So he comes over.
You know, they can hear you when you whisper.
Yeah. I went in for a fist bump. He went in for a high five. So I changed to a high five. He went to a fist bump.
And so like rock, paper, scissors. Did anybody show up with scissors?
We did that like four times. Somebody who was like deaf doing sign language was like, wow, those people really have a beef over there.
Oh, I feel bad. Her dog passed away yesterday, Ariana's dog.
Oh.
And
yeah.
So, you know, now yesterday I just, in a series of events, just ended up extremely relaxed and comfortable and just... felt the need to say whatever I wanted to say.
Okay, yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, I'm sorry. Dog's in heaven now, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, well, I promise you I know plenty of people in heaven that will take good care of your dog.
Oh, that's nice.
But I actually deleted it because everybody else is like, oh, I'm so sorry if there's anything you need. And they took it way more severe. And in my idea, I thought at first because I'd had so much to drink, I would thought I was consoling her. But then I thought about it and I'm like, no, I'm pretty much just saying – sucks to be you. Somebody else has your dog now.
What you should have said was, "Don't worry, his tail would be wagging when it's your turn to show up."
Well, why don't you say that?
I just did.
Now it's ruined. I mean, it's all on air. I came on for the apology. You just came on to one up me. So, Ariana, if you're listening, you know, sorry about your loss of your dog, and may the next one be as lovable. I don't know how that works.
I see that. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Get another dog to rescue another dog in the dog's honor. There you go. It's bill time.
Yeah, we got a. That's our proud sponsor, Lapeer Days, isn't it? That's Accurate Exteriors.
Accurate Exteriors, they're in here. We want to thank all the people out here donating time, paying to be here at Lapeer Days. Thank you to everybody stopping by and saying hello. This is the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food.
Cold drinks.
Keno.
Six pool tables.
Pinball.
Darts.
Air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Hey, Mom and Dad, do you have kids at home this summer that love musical theater and need someplace to go? Stone's Throw Theater has a musical theater camp just for you. It is a three-week-long summer camp taking place July 10th through July 29th, Monday through Friday. If you want more information, visit us at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or call us at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done. And that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters. Still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you have a gambling problem, you have a money problem.
10 gallons of gas, cash, or credit?
Yesterday's lottery ticket won't fill up your tank. Because when you're feeding a gambling problem...
Okay, your grocery total is $98.
It's difficult putting food on the table, paying your bills, and keeping your life together. If you or a loved one is struggling with gambling, get free, confidential help at michigan.gov/problemgambling. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
The Sessions Concert Series returns to Lapeer, Michigan, coming out to the Hitchin Post on October 7th for three great bands that I play on my show that you need to see live. From Detroit, Cougaran, Cash O'Reilly, and St. Pauli Street reuniting after a decade apart. It's all taking place October 7th at the Hitchin Post, 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. No cover, no tickets, just come on in. It's the Sessions Concert Series.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Drew Devaney. He's Adam Hairhuck. We got Shannon the Rubber, Shannon the Bruiser from New Day's Massage.
Just because she bruised your throat.
Yeah.
No other further part of the story needs to happen. Let's just continue.
Yeah. Let's just move right on with that anyway.
Wait a minute.
Oh, well, we are wrapping up another Blarney Hour of Lapeer Days.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always live, but... this is in front of an audience. We've actually had people come up and interact with us. It's awesome.
I'm so thankful it didn't rain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know, right? Yeah. Especially after Thursday. It rained the entire time, even when I ran out of gas. Goddammer.
Well, yeah, that was your excuse. You're like, I didn't want to fill up because it was pouring down rain. I'm like, does your gas station not have a canopy?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it's not like you're pumping in the downpour.
I went all like, oh, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And it would have been fine had they not had all the roads closed off and I had to, like,
zigzag and detour around
the entire globe.
Yeah, well, E doesn't mean enough. It means
yeah,
empty.
Yeah,
Yeah, my car told me just as much.
Yeah. Well, I let you pick these last two.
I did.
And these are going to be preceding sessions. So, folks, don't tune out just because I'm hitting the road. Adam's going to be here for the next 3 hours doing nothing but Michigan-made music.
Yep.
And he chose some Seamus Kennedy for the last two songs in this first one.
Only because I like to scream McIntyre.
Yeah, it's the Old Dung Cow. It's about a bar catching on fire, which is every drunkard's nightmare. So that's about going to do it for me, but stick around. Sessions is up next. Here's Seamus Kennedy right here on the Blarney Hour.
Some friends and I in a public house were playing dominoes one night. Into the room the barman came, his face all chalky white. "What's up?" says Brown. "Have you seen a ghost? Have you seen your Aunt Maria?" "Oh, me Aunt Maria be buggered," said he, "the bloody pub's on fire." "On fire," says Brown. "What a bit of luck. Everybody follow me. Down to the cellar, if the fire's not there, we'll have a rare old spree." So we all went down after good old Brown, booze we could not miss. And we weren't there 5 minutes or more till we were all half pissed. And there was Brown upside down, licking up the whiskey off the floor. "Booze, booze," the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. "Don't let them in till it's all mopped up," somebody shouted, "McIntyre." And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the Old Dung Cow caught fire. Then Smith went over to the port wine tub, gave it a few hard knocks, started taking off his pantaloons, likewise his shoes and socks. "Hold on," says Brown, "we can't have that. You can't do that in here. Don't go washing your trotters in the port wine tub when we've got all this light beer." And there was Brown upside down, licking up the whiskey off the floor. "Booze, booze," the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. "Don't let them in till it's all mopped up," somebody shouted, "McIntyre." And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the Old Dung Cow caught fire. Just then there came an awful crash, half the bloody roof gave way. We were drowned in the fireman's hose till we were going to stay. So we got some tacks on our all wet slacks and nailed ourselves inside. And we sat there swallowing pints of stout till we were bleary-eyed. And there was Brown upside down, licking up the whiskey off the floor. "Booze, booze," the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. "Don't let them in till it's all mopped up," somebody shouted, "McIntyre." And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the Old Dung Cow caught fire. Many years ago, my folks left Ireland. They were sad that they ever had to roam. Though they never made it back to their dear Ireland, they always let the music take them home. Let the music take you home. Let the music take you home. Sit back and have a few while I sing a song or two. Just let the music take you home. Just listen to that fiddle sweetly singing, the penny whistle and the melodeon man. Oh, the mandolin and banjo will be ringing, and you can keep the rhythm with your hands. Let the music take you home. Let the music take you home. Sit back and have a few while I sing a song or two. Just let the music take you home.
I'll sing you the songs of dear old Ireland, and some from Scotland and from Wales. I'll sing about the women and the whiskey, and the fighting sons of the fearless Branuel. Let the music take you home. Let the music take you home. Sit back and have a few while I sing a song or two. Just let the music take you home. I'll sing you back to the good old County Kerry, to Donegal and Mayo and Kildare, then to Antrim, Armagh and down in Derry. Just close your eyes and picture yourself there. Let the music take you home. Let the music take you home. Sit back and have a few while I sing a song or two. Just let the music take you home. I see you sitting down the back there, with the map of Ireland written on your face. With your smiling eyes and gentle, kind demeanor, you're a fine example of the Irish race. Let the music take you home. Let the music take you home. Sit back and have a few while I sing a song or two. Just let the music take you home. Now the bartender's loudly calling time, lads. The crack was good, we really had a ball. I thank you for your kind participation. So God bless and safe home to you all. Let the music take you home. Let the music take you home. Sit back and have a few while I sing a song or two. Just let the music take you home. Let the music take you home. Let the music take you home. Sit back and have a few while I sing a song or two. Just let the music take you home. Yes, let the music take you home.